Welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you, and Mick Guerin joins me from New Zealand. Mick, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, g'day, Simon. Big hi to you and all of our listeners. And gee, it's a funny time, you know. In the old days, Simon, winter used to be a bit of a desert for harness racing. There weren't many feature races. Well, how much that's changed, of course. These days, we have the Breeders' Crown in Victoria in August. And the Breeders' Challenge Day, which is a massive centrepiece in the Len Smith Mile, coming up this Sunday at a Menangle. So it used to be a time when the harness racing followers went on holiday. They won't be doing so this Sunday with heaps of feature race action coming at a Menangle for the afternoon meeting, Simon.
Seven Group 1s, to be precise, this Sunday, Mick. What a terrific card we have at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Let's have a look at the big races. First of all, the Group 1 tab.com.au Len Smith Mile is on. It's race 8 on the card. And Hector JJ, the defending champ, has been back to make it two in a row.
He has been. This is the race last year, Simon, which sort of launched his career. He's a horse who always showed ability. Then he joined the David Aiken stable and he just blossomed. But while he was a good horse, he was never rated as good as the best. Now, his stablemate last year in this race, Lenny the Shark, was the hot favourite, but Hector JJ blew him away. He arrived on the scene and people thought, wow, you know, he could be anything. He subsequently hasn't won a major race since. He finished second in the Inter-Dominion to Smolder, but he's come back at Mooney Valley, at Melton recently, and was absolutely brilliant. Now, they drew alongside each other this week, so once again, David Aiken will dominate this mile race. Hector JJ drew barrier 9, will start from barrier 7. Lenny the Shark drew barrier 10, will start alongside him, but most importantly, outside him. Now, Hector JJ has blazing gate speed. He led the Miracle Mile from the outside of the gate back in March. So I think he'll lead, and I think the punters believe so too. They opened up around each of two, $2.20. Tab.com.au now have Hector JJ at $1.95. So a significant early week move for him. There's been one bet of $4,000 and a couple of $2,000 bets. So the punters are expecting him to get across the front of the field. The other dangers are drawn either the second line or Major Croc is one horse who could well punch up, but I think he would hand it to a Hector JJ if he could hold him. So, Simon, all of a sudden, we're thinking Hector JJ could lead, and then you ask yourself, would the stablemate let Lenny the Shark get past him? Would Lenny the Shark, if he's forced to sit parked, put the pressure on his stablemate Hector JJ? It's a really interesting dynamic because they dominate the market, and if Lenny the Shark sits outside Hector JJ and doesn't do too much, well, then they'll probably run 1-2. But is that Lenny the Shark's best chance of outstaying and out-toughing a stablemate? Really interesting form puzzle here. I think for punter, Simon, the question is, what attitude do you think the drivers will take here? Now, they are owned by totally different connections, but there's no thought that they'll be gentle on each other. And this situation actually came about in the Miracle Mile. Back in February, Hector JJ led. Went a lot harder to lead on that occasion than he will have to on Sunday. And Lenny the Shark sat outside him and outstayed him. If you think he can do it again, you get 2.4 this week. I think he can. I think there's a little bit of a hole in Hector JJ, Simon, when he has to work hard early. And the other thing which is, could be a problem for him is Tiger Tara, the New South Wales pacer, has been in outstanding form since joining Kevin Pizzuto. He likes to run hard. Now, he'll have to come into the race down the back straight between the 1,200 and the 800. If he does that, then Lenny the Shark will probably have to kick up to keep the pressure on, and that pids Hector JJ in a bit of a pincer move. So we'll go Lenny the Shark to win the Len Smith, but the pressure between the 1,200 and the 800-metre mark will be absolutely crucial here. The one thing I would say, while Hector JJ did win this race last year, Lenny the Shark's overall record at Menangle was outstanding. He won the New South Wales Derby here as a three-year-old, and of course, he won that Miracle Mile, beating Lazarus and Smolder back here in the summer.
Gee, they're keeping Tiger Tara safe in the market, aren't they, at 650?
Yeah, they are. And Simon, you're right, he'll drift. He's 6.5 with Tab. He'll get out to $8 or $10 because there's going to be so much money for Hector and for Lenny the Shark. And you do think, okay, different totes. He's a New South Wales horse. Would he pay any more than New South Wales tote? Well, probably not, because the form's so exposed around Hector JJ and Lenny the Shark, and punters have seen so much of them in New South Wales that I reckon they'll come for one or the other. So I agree with you. He's too short, 6.5. Obviously, the bookies need to find that percentage somewhere early in the week. Once we start getting into the 120, 118 type percent things closer to race time, and particularly on the Victoria tote, because I've never seen Tiger Tara in Victoria, then you could well see him out to $10 or something close to that by the time he gets to a race start time.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. That's the Len Smith Mile, which is race 8 on the card. Mick, just running through a few of the other races. Now, earlier in the program, the first of the group ones is the Breeders' Challenge for the four-year-old mares. And we'll just take a quick look at the tab fixed odds here.
Well, so, you don't need to look very far, Simon, because at the bottom, Heaven's Trend's $1.30. So there's not a lot to say here, to be honest, my friend. I'm trained by Emma Stewart, who's just having an unbelievable autumn/winter. She's brought up all these two-year-olds and three-year-olds and they're just thrashing them. And look, her age group horses are very, very good. This is not a strong field. So the Breeders' Challenge are for horses who are bred in New South Wales or nominated for this series. And then often you'll have some low-hanging fruit. And this looks to be one of those races. She won this as a two-year-old. Beaten surprisingly as a three-year-old. She's come back for the four-year-old edition. Second-line barrier draw means that it's not going to be easy for her. But Simon, she's raced the best mares in Australasia. She's raced the Top Gun mares. A lot of these mares are just in the grade-type horses. So, look, she'll be top pick. Not much fun at $1.30, but I would suggest run her for your multi-bet and get 30% interest for your money.
Okay, well, we've got the fillies up following that in race four, and another short one here, $1.60 for Jason Grimson's filly. Don't Think Twice is chasing four wins on end.
Yeah, she's a really good filly. Now, she's drawn two on the second line, which, again, isn't sounding great, but I find it two at the second line's not so bad. She follows out a horse who's around $21, but he'll get off the gate all right. She's very good. She's raced this a long season. She's been competitive in the Oaks races. She's on her home track. Some of the dangers, well, she's all apples, is also off the second line, who's a third favourite. Off the front line, there's money for Royal Story at $4.20, but the best version of Don't Think Twice, number 12, is better than the best version of Royal Story. So, again, you're taking the short. I'm not as keen on her at $1.60 as I am on Heaven's Trend in the previous at $1.30. I think Heaven's Trend will just win. I think Don't Think Twice will probably win, but I want closer to even money for her.
Righty-o, so that's in the three-year-old fillies final, over to race five, which is the two-year-old fillies final. And a promising filly here in Molly Kelly, Mick, for Emma Stewart. Now, she has gone up the favourite currently with the tab fixed $2.10.
She should be unbeaten. She got beaten in the Australian Pacing Gold Race about three starts ago. She was absolutely massive. Got into an early burn, beaten by her own stablemate. It was just one of those tragedy jobs for the punters on her. She gets the best of the draws, and I do say that sometimes these sale series type races or these breeders' races can be low-hanging fruit. This is not the case for this one. These are very good two-year-old fillies. There's one on there called Love My Sister, number four, who's a good horse, but the other horse I like more is number five, Jillaby Galway Girl. Has beaten the boys in a very fast time as a two-year-old. Big, strong filly, gets off the gate hard. If she gets across Molly Kelly, because Molly Kelly's drawn two, but will start from one side. If Jillaby Galway Girl gets across her, and she has a chance to do so, this race is race on. So, punters, I do think number two deserves to be the favourite, and 2.10, but I do think there's a chance here for you. Jillaby Galway Girl, 3.8. A good chance of leading and a very good filly. So that's race five, number five, Jillaby Galway Girl. Probably one of the better chances, Simon, for some value on the day.
Yeah, okay. Currently $3.80 there with the tab fixed odds. We'll look at the first of the males divisions, and the two-year-old Colts and Geldings up in race six. Len Sanity's come out, the early scratching, and we've got Mark Purden's runner here, Sicario, the favourite at $2.50.
Look, he's a good horse. Without being a Waikiki Beach star two-year-old. Like, the problem with Mark Purden is, Simon, when he brings horses to Australia, people expect him all to be superstars.
There's a real level of expectation there, isn't there?
Well, it is. It's almost ridiculous. I mean, obviously he does have an amazing record, but they can't all just be turn up and group one horses and win. He's up against the good horses here. Cast a Long Shadow won the Bathurst Gold Crown. It's drawn barrier one. Ignatius beat Sicario last start, and Divine State, who they've got too short in the market at 2.8, at one stage was the fastest juvenile of the season so far in Australia. He's been a little bit up and down since. Returned two starts ago, and he won on a Tuesday, but he was only just, I thought, and then last start beaten. So it's a tricky race, this one. Now, I think that Sicario deserves to be favourite, but there's a lot of speed inside him. I think he's no 2.5 shot. I can't possibly have Divine State at 2.8. Ignatius at $3 is better value than that, and I think there'll be a move away from Divine State. But the money will come for Zakario Simon for the simple fact that the general rank and file punters, the Gallops punters, the Greyhound punters, and people who bet on harness racing occasionally see Mark Purden and think I'll just back this.
Yeah.
So expect to see Zakario shorten. I think he'll probably win, but I think there's enough depth here that if he has to burn too hard early and the lead's not there for him in the first 400, there could be some dangers. I do think number two, Cast a Long Shadow, is a good story. It's a horse who has been outstanding all season, trained by a guy who a lot of people don't know very well, Jeff Simpson, who trains and drives the horse. He's not a glamour trainer or a driver. I love seeing these sort of horses in big races. He's already won the Bathurst Gold Crown. If he happens to win this, he'll probably win New South Wales 2-year-old of the year, which is probably not something people would have thought early in the season. So that's the maybe the heart over the head horse in the 2-year-old boys final, one of the highlights of the day.
$13 at the moment, Cast a Long Shadow at the Tab Fixed Odds. That's race 6. Over to race 7, Mick. This one's for the 4-year-old in Tyres and Gildings. And with your tab market here, Real Stride, who's on the outside of the second line, is at $2.10.
Had a really good talk to Luke McCarthy, who drives this horse, about him a few weeks ago, and he said, look, this is a good free-for-all horse. They really like him. They think he's a good horse. He's drawn the second line, which sounds bad, but so too has his biggest danger, a horse called 408, that I've met a few times recently. I would say Real Stride's maybe a touch better, but also 408 being drawn the second line negates his gate speed. So I think Real Stride's better suited for a second-line draw than 408. They dominate the market. There's a bit of love also for Power of Red, who recently ran second at that final ever Fairfield meeting. It was a little bit sad to see the end of racing at Fairfield, but Power of Red almost won the last race there. Actually ran second in that. Came out the next start with a change of driver and was very good. So Amanda Turnbull drives him. He's the best of the frontliners. But going with Real Stride, number 14, race 7, again, the bookies aren't giving away too much just yet at $2.10. I would expect them to get out to about $2.50 by race start time.
Righty-o, and we've had a look at the Len Smith race 8, so we'll skip over to race 9, which is the final group on this for the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings. And the market as it stands, $1.40 here for Vincent, who again has drawn the outside of the second row.
Yeah, it's a strange day, isn't it? Lots of favourites are drawn poorly, but this is a very good horse, Simon. A very, very good horse. This is a horse who could ultimately, not saying he will, but ultimately, if his improvement curve continues, could win a Miracle Mile. He might be the best 3-year-old Mark Purden's had, you know, this season, and he's had some pretty darn good ones. He came here, won the New South Wales Derby. He's won the New Zealand Derby in record time. He's run an all-comers New Zealand record for 2,700 metres from a standing start. That's pretty hard to do. So faster than any aged pace has ever gone. Basically, the only time he's been beaten is when he's been unlucky. Four on the second line's not great, but in saying that, the horse drawn four on the front line, Atomic Red, is the biggest danger, and it runs the gate hard. So it actually beat Ultimate Machete in the New South Wales Derby heats back in February. Good horse, a little bit disappointing last start, but it will run hard. Now, the question will be, if Vincent comes and sits park outside Atomic Red, would Amanda Turnbull hand up? I think the answer is no, and that's the problem. So you are taking $1.40 about a horse who almost certainly is going to sit park. I still think he'll win, but I'll be a lot more comfortable if he's going to run to the front. One of those situations where I'd say absolute moral and take $1.20 if he's drawn the front line, because he's drawn the second line, the $1.40 doesn't make enough sense to me. But of all the horses racing here, outside, of course, Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ and the big one, this is the horse I expect to go the furthest. As I said, he'll be back here potentially for the Chariots of Fire. Mark will make a decision on Sunday after this whether he heads to the Breeders' Crown, for which he would also be the early favourite. So he's good enough to overcome second line barrier draw. After that becomes a conversation, Simon, about odds. The big danger, and I would say the only real danger, is probably Atomic Red, with Agility Bandit having enough gate speed to make things interesting. One of the races of the day on a great day of racing, and the good news is, Simon, for those who want to watch a bit of footy, it's all done by 4:57. Still plenty of time to catch your league or your AFL or that sort of stuff afterwards. So looking forward to a great day. Tab.com.au. Well done to them, Simon. All the odds are open for Len Smith's mile day there. There are 10 races coming at him an angle. The first of them goes at 12:04.
Now, looking forward to a monster afternoon. Mick, thanks very much for your help and enjoy the week ahead, and particularly Tabcorp Menangle on Sunday.